In 2018, Gay Vieira was driving through Cronulla in Sydney's southern suburbs. Her car was hit by a police vehicle that was involved in a high-speed pursuit. Gay was the innocent victim in all this, and at the time, you might recall the incident. It was receiving a lot of publicity at the time. At the time, it was feared she would die. She didn't. She survived. She suffered a severe brain injury, though, and it was thought that, well, she would never recover from that. My colleague on Nine News last night, Jane Azzopardi, told her story, and her condition has improved, and it's so heartening to see. But Jane also revealed the disgraceful behaviour by the insurer, iCare. iCare is responsible for workers' compensation and insurance for government employees. And as Gay was struck by a police officer, iCare should be covering her, and has. Now, she's made great progress, but iCare is now cutting back, and it's not good enough. Her husband, Bert, has been with her by her side all these years, and he joins me on the program. Bert, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
I was so moved by watching last night on Nine News, but I've followed your story for years because I live in that area as well. Just to roll back a few years, tell me what happened in the accident. I know it's hard.
She was driving my grandson sitting in the back of the car. She was driving him to Cronulla, and because she liked to take her to the park and play and all that. And as she was turning from one street to Willowware, a police car chasing a mobile phone user at 140 kilometers struck her car, hit her in the middle of the car, and witnesses say it's like a movie. The car lifted off the air and spun around. I was at work. One of the police officers knew my son and rang and told him. We left work to come and see her, and she was in hospital. Hospital for many days. I slept at the hospital waiting for her to get well. Now, it's been 6 years. She's really well. She knows everybody's, all my grandson's name, know the date of birth, and remember all the things we've done traveling overseas for the last 30 years.
But she is in a wheelchair, isn't she?
She is in a wheelchair. She can't walk.
Yep.
She talks. I said to her before, you need to speak a bit better, swallow your saliva, because she is fed at night in a tube to her stomach. She can't eat and she can't walk. But she's still getting better. As you can see in the news, that she can talk. You can understand her. Mm. I couldn't understand her 6 years ago. Not a word. She wouldn't even move her face, move her mouth.
And that's remarkable, because I can recall at the time, Bert, that there were great, you and the family had great fears for what her prospects were at the time, didn't you?
Yeah, we didn't think she'll pull out of it. She's a tough lady.
Yeah.
She fights really hard. I'm here for six years now, staying at home, taking care of her with the carers.
Now,
I haven't gone anywhere because I can't. She wants me to stay. And every weekend I take her out, but I wanted 5 days a week with physiotherapy. And now they only gave me four years ago when we came home. I accepted the four-day a week. But she's improved so much. If we had 5 days a week, she would improve better. But now they want to cut it all, because we pull a letter from iCare. My friend researched and found it. There was instructions from the 1st of March to cut iCare expenditure. And then when that happened, they sent three ladies to my house, the physiotherapy. One is they are called independents. They can't be independent. They're paid by iCare. Come on, we're not stupid. No such thing as independent when you pay by iCare. And they came specially to see Gay. Three of them interview Gay for the physiotherapy, for the speech, for the OT. And then, obviously, within 3 weeks' time, I got a letter saying, now we're going to cut your, within a time limit of 12 weeks or so forth, we're going to cut your physio all down to 1 day a week. The therapy, speech therapy, 1 day a week. OT, 1 day every 2 weeks. You serious? She's been hit by them, by the government, 6 years ago. Now they're hitting her again.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, Bert. Now, just to for those that don't understand how iCare works, iCare is the government-funded insurer. And so your wife has been struck by a police officer in the course of duty. That police officer is a government employee, so iCare should be responsible. And she's made so much progress because she's had that 4 days per week, and now they want to reduce it to 1 day.
1 day.
Even though she's a long way from still being from recovery. And that and iCare, we've been reporting on this for the last couple of years. There have been all sorts of financial strife because the place has been mismanaged. But
agree with you, 110%.
But in the end, they're still a government entity, and they have a responsibility to look after your wife and other people in her position.
That's right. We're not asking for help. We are entitled to it.
Mm.
You hit us. We're on our way to Japan within another week or two. You know, she was having a good life.
And your story, you know, you've been to the depths of despair, and I'm glad we can highlight it, but there would be other people who are also victims of these iCare cutbacks. And
that's my question.
It's not right.
It's not. We're not the only one. I've heard a lot of stories about what they're doing cutting back, because I guess because we can speak out now. But what about all the ones that they don't, that they just cut them? They can't afford to speak up.
Now, I understand that iCare is conducting a review of this situation.
They say they are. They say they are, but, you know, like I said, they send in three independent guys. They're not independent. They're paid by iCare. And I said to the government is really bad, because why would they cut her, even attempting to cut her, her physio, speech therapy, when she's improving so much? And on top of it all, by the way, did you know that we are not allowed to seek compensation from the government?
Which seems remarkable.
Not 1 cent. And you know, imagine if it was a company truck that belonged to a company, Google or whatever.
Yep.
I'll be allowed to seek compensation. I'll be sending my lawyers, spend millions to get back what I'm entitled to.
As you
or
should.
Make sure they get punished. Even the policemen never went to jail.
I have a statement in front of me from iCare, and it says that the decision to change the frequency of treatment was based on medical evidence that points to this as the best outcome for your wife. And they say it is not for budgetary reasons.
If you believe that, I'll sell you the Harbour Bridge.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look.
You know, we're not that silly. And you can't believe that Australia or the Australians are that silly to believe that.
But what we'll do is we'll be in contact with the Treasurer, Daniel Mookie.
Please.
He was on my program yesterday about another issue. I'm regularly in touch with him in his office. He's a good man. He's responsible for iCare, and he's actually led the fight when he was in opposition about sorting iCare out. Well, now that he's actually in power, he can do something about it, and he can start
with
your case.
Let's hope he can sort them out, because what they've done, even as Jane Aspari asked Gay,
yep.
Do you want more physio? She says, yes.
Of course.
Did they ask you to stop? Are you happy to stop this? She said, no.
Because it's helping her.
Because it's helping her.
It's bringing your wife back.
Yes, taking 4 years at home. When they told me to go home from the hospital, I was broken. I didn't know what to do. I said, what am I going to do at home? So when we got the physio and we agree on the therapy and everything, and I'm staying home and I'm pushing everybody to take care of her, and I'm taking her out. I'm taking her to everywhere, to the races, to Cronulla, to Bondi, you know, to Cornell. I'm taking her because she loves to see people.
Yeah.
But you don't have to take her out every day. No one goes out every day. I need physio. I need therapy.
Well, Bert, we'll continue the fight, and we'll try to provide the help we can with our, you know, any influence we've got within the government. The government can do something about this, and I'll be in contact with them today. Bert, we'll be back in contact.
I would appreciate all your help, and so would Gay. And everybody that's been badly treated by iCare, appreciate your help. And we all thank you, and I thank you on behalf of all of them too.
Bert Vieira.